Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
And though we welcome on one of the best, Bill Bender joins us on the show. Sporting News national writer, covers college football, based right here in the great state of Ohio. Find him on Twitter at BillBender92. Bill, how the hell are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
We're feeling good to have you on. We love having you on, but there's a lot of different conversations going on right now about all this NIL business. How do you think that this shakes out? It's very early, and there might be more questions than answers, but how does this all shake out with Ohio State and what Ohio State could do for athletes?
Well, I think they'll adjust and adapt and come up with a system that they're able to get their athletes deals that, ranging from the local car dealership to other places, you know, online gaming. You saw some of that yesterday. But I think where I'm interested to see where it really happens is in recruiting. You know, how do they tell recruits, this is what we can do for you? Because obviously Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, those are the three that recruit better than everybody else right now.
All right, what does a school like Ohio State have to do now? Or what should they have already started doing yesterday? We've already seen, you know, speculation about how these athletic departments are going to get blown up as we know it, how they're going to be hiring all sorts of not only lawyers, marketing gurus, who knows, but what should they be doing already?
I think they already have. I just continue to educate their athletes, make sure that these deals are disclosed, make sure they're compliant. And, you know, I think the Ohio State football athletes, at least, they have to know what they're doing. You saw some of the tweets when it got around midnight the other night that they were saying, hey, our DMs are open. You wouldn't be doing things like that if you didn't know what was right, what was wrong. And again, Ohio State, you know, I think they're one of the best institutions in just developing football players, not just on the field, but off the field. And that goes back to Urban Meyer and even before that with Jim Trussell.
Real quick, were you surprised that Urban Meyer got fined for OTAs?
No. That's a quick answer, right? No, I'm not surprised at all.
You think he did it on purpose, whatever he was doing?
Probably. I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I'm going to give Urban Meyer as fair a shake as possible in the NFL because at the time I said, you just don't know. I mean, he could end up being Pete Carroll. He could end up being Steve Spurrier. He could end up being something in between. You know, some NFL coaches coming from the college game are really bad, but when Pete Carroll was hired, if I was writing back then, I probably would have wrote that as a bad hire by Seattle.
Does Dabo Swinney at all feel jealous of Urban Meyer because he got out while the getting was good?
I don't think so. I think Dabo's going to stay in the college game. I think he regrets his comments that he probably doesn't, knowing Dabo. He probably still believes college athletes shouldn't get paid. And that's a program that I'm interested to see how they handle this because – it is one of the more remarkable stories that he's been able to build that national championship contender. They go into that Georgia game this year. They've gotten spanked in their last two playoff games. And I'm wondering if it happens again, you know, if they start to wear, you know, what Oklahoma's been wearing over the last few years.
This is going to sound like we got Bill Bender joining us on the show. This is going to sound like a gotcha question if I were to ask him. I'm not asking. I just want to know. How does a Dabo Swinney justify making millions while his players make nothing and you say they shouldn't be paid? You being Dabo Swinney, how does Dabo Swinney justify that while he says his players shouldn't be paid?
Well, I know he definitely likes to tell the story of being a walk-on receiver at Alabama. He's earned his way up the ladder. There's no question about that. Again, I think Clemson becoming the national championship superstar is probably the most remarkable story in the last 50 years in college football because you would never expect that to happen. But, you know, when you're making as much as he is now, if he probably could have got away with that when he started at Clemson, You can't really say that now, given how much money he's making.
All right, we saw Oklahoma University yesterday put out some rules. Okay, right now there you cannot get these deals if they're associated with what, liquor stores, strip clubs, and I think there's like 10 or so of these. Is that something that's going to be temporary for Oklahoma, or do you think more schools are going to launch into this and have a narrowly tailored set of rules?
No, I think there'll be stuff. The big key is, and a compliance officer told me this, their biggest fear is they don't want student-athletes to get locked into a bad deal. And bad deals come from places like that, you know. And that's what they're trying to do, direct them to make money in the right places, direct them to disclose that information, and go from there. You know, I think that's a really good set of rules, honestly. And you saw Spencer Rattler came out and even said he's going to donate some of his proceeds. And that's arguably the Heisman favorite, one of the better players in college football this year. To have that kind of maturity, that's a good sign for Spencer Rattler fans at this level and the next.
Did he just do that so he can get the upper hand on everybody else on the Heisman Trophy? I'm kidding. That's a total joke.
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean, I told somebody yesterday, because we did our coach rankings this week, and they were ripping on Lincoln Riley a little bit. And I said, well, I mean, if you like, the fact that the NFL, when Rattler goes there, one-eighth of the starting quarterbacks are going to be Oklahoma guys that played for Lincoln Riley, and half of them will have Heisman trophies. I don't think he's doing anything wrong in Norman at all.
Very true. Bill Bender joining us on the show. Follow him on Twitter at BillBender92. Should Reggie Bush get his Heisman trophy back?
Yes, but, I mean, there's a lot of this guy would have made this much money, this guy would have made this much money. The rules at the time were the rules at the time. And, you know, somebody was tweeting yesterday, you know, Eric Dickerson probably made some money at SMU.
He'll never tell you.
Was that you that tweeted that?
What?
The Eric Dickerson tweet?
No.
I saw this yesterday, and I was like, I don't know. So, I mean, there's that. But, yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with him getting the Heisman Trophy back, but I wouldn't hold my breath to think it was happening. The one good sign in his favor, and, I mean, this is arbitrary, but he is on the College Football Hall of Fame ballot. I didn't think that would happen, but the fact that he is a good sign.
Well, go ahead there, Lyman.
Are some of the other schools going to close the gap here on Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama using this, or is this going to be status quo? Or on the flip side of that, are these monstrous schools with all their resources and all the companies and boosters in their corner going to do even better?
Well, I think it'll balance itself out in terms of, and it'll probably remain the same at least till the 12-team playoff starts. And even then, it might still remain the same. I think Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, LSU, Alabama and Ohio State in particular, I always tell people this, they recruits, do you think recruits go there to sing Hang On Sloopy or Roll Tide Roll or, you know, all those kind of things? No, they go there because they're 4 and 5 superstar recruits that want to get ready and prepared to be first-round picks in the NFL in 3 years. And
how dare you?
How dare you? Everybody else.
How dare you besmirch my institution where so many great athletes have come through and majored in human ecology in St. Carmen, Ohio? How dare you jump into Mirror Lake, which you actually can't even do anymore, weekend of the Michigan game? How dare you, Bill? You understand how I get tears to this day, how I get the chills every time I hear, Hang On Sloopy, go to hell.
Is human ecology? He's joking. Are you joking?
Just don't like the way he came on and represented my university. We go to Ohio State for different reasons. We are not the Notre Dames of the world,
Bill,
where it's clearly pay to play.
Where'd you go to college?
The Ohio University.
Ah, that's why.
I'm a big fan of the Marching 110. I'll give him that.
Does Ohio University have a little man complex against Ohio State? It always seems like you guys do.
Some people do. I don't, because I know what it is. I mean, I was at not the football game where the mascots got in a fight or when it was close and Ohio State, you know, OU had a lead on Ohio State.
The Ray Small game, Bill.
Yeah, but, you know, it's there. some Ohio fans do. I don't, because I recognize it is for what it is. But if OU ever beat Ohio State in football and basketball, I'd probably tweet and maybe make a Facebook post about it.
I forgot Ray Small and I have something in common. We have Bill Bender joining us on the show. Find him on Twitter at BillBender92. Well, the reason I asked you about the whole, like, the Heisman Trust thing, because I wanted to set this up. I know the NCAA and the Heisman are different things. The college football playoff and the NCAA are different things as well. Could we see a scenario? We had a caller earlier today, and I thought it was great. Could we see a scenario, Bill, where the Power Five just break off and they go, you know what? We have our own national championship. To hell with y'all. It's the way it goes. Could they see like a group of five maybe national championship as well, like MAC, Sun Belt, all them, where they have their own national championship? And could there be a possibility where, like we've seen in D1AA or FCS now, where, hey, you know what? App State's been a national champion a handful of times here now. Maybe they can make the bump up to FBS football and be in one of those conferences. Could we see a scenario where that happens between Group of Five and Power Five someday?
That's been talked about for years, and I've kind of been an advocate for it. But what changes that is if they go to 12, there's no reason for the Group of Five to do that. I mean, you know, you take somebody like Luke Fickell, if they're going to have 12 teams make the playoff and there's a good chance at least one Group of Five school gets in, and you're rolling like Luke Fickell is down at Cincinnati right now, why would you go to, oh, I don't know, you know, Colorado if that job comes open, or somewhere like Purdue? Why wouldn't you just stay at Cincinnati, continue to build out of that base and get into the playoff that way? Well, and that would mean like, the Boise States and Cincinnati's and UCF can stay really good for longer and probably get better. So that's one of the reasons why I don't think they'll split, even though in some ways I've been in favor of that in the past.
It's the same question people ask us all the time. Why hasn't Matt Campbell left Iowa State yet? Why didn't he leave 2 years ago? I mean, sometimes you fall in love with a place or the right situation hasn't popped up just yet.
I think that's what it is. And yeah. He's at a point now where, I mean, remember, and you guys remember this one, Urban Meyer retired. If Ryan Day wasn't immediately named, a lot of Ohio State fans would have wanted Matt Campbell. Michigan fans, there's a large cross-section of them that want Matt Campbell now. And if he can have a monster year at Iowa State this year, I think the culture he's built there, the guys he has coming back, the fact that there are some people picking them to, I think Heather Dinich did the other day, pick them to make the playoff. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And that's pretty good. So, if Michigan pops open in the next couple of years, it would be interesting if Matt Campbell went there. I know a lot of people like to draw that line.
I know no one's going to feel bad for college coaches making all the money and having all the advantages that they've had over the years, but how much tougher is their job about to get when it comes to coaching players who are now making money?
Oh, I mean, it's officially really going to get a lot more difficult. No, what about the coaches that don't let freshmen talk to the media, but that freshman has an endorsement deal and wants to do his own podcast? You know, that's just one. What's the locker room dynamic look like? I don't think the players themselves will care, but with college coaches in particular being the control freaks that they are, and I mean, you know, picture Urban Meyer when he coached in college, controlling the message. That's going to be tough, and I think that's another adjustment they're going to make. A lot of them probably already have made it on some level, but I think the college football coaches are in more control of their program, college basketball coaches too, and that's going to make it a little bit tougher on them.
Wait, Bill, they're going to be doing podcasts now?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. A paid podcast, you know, something like that, a paid podcast appearance every week. I mean, I go back to Johnny Manziel did not speak to the media his Heisman Trophy season because that was a rule that Kevin Sumlin had. I think that's going to go away now.
Now Kevin Sumlin wishes anybody would listen to him.
Are they going to be making more money than us, Ken?
I assume they already are.
Oh, my God.
Bill's just being awkward right now. Sorry, Bill, that wasn't your fault.
No, Derek King yesterday, I think one of the only thing that really made it interesting to me was we saw the dollar amount, right? We saw that he made $20,000 yesterday. Derek King, the Miami quarterback.
Okay. I would spend that so fast.
Where I was like, there's a tangible dollar amount on there. And then I started to wonder, okay, if he's worth that off one deal, what's the opening deal for a guy like C.J. Stroud or Garrett Wilson or Chris Olave. And I think once we start to see those numbers, we're going to wonder, one, like you guys said, is he going to make more than me? And two, what were they making in the past?
Real quick, Bill, stay with us for a second. I have a question to ask Lima. Lima, you're De'Eriq King. You get $20,000. You have 2 hours to spend it. You're in Coral Gables. How do you spend it? What do you do? You have to spend the 20 grand. Where do you spend it? I'm asking you, Lima. I'm not asking Bill. I'm asking you.
Oof, that money is gone so fast. That's going to be a big night. I'm not staying in Coral Gables, I'll tell you that. We're going to...
Where's the club?
We're going to South Beach. Well, everybody goes to live. But now they got... Oh, man, they got 11. Remember I told you about 11? Remember I called you,
tell
coming,
me.
Back
you called
me
coming back from 11? You called the show coming back from 11.
I think it was the second hour of the show.
Yes, you did. It was 7 a.m.
And I was told, 11. Bill, I was told by my own show staff that I was not permitted to be on the show. They were trying to save my job, allegedly.
He was slurring, speaking cursive. Bill, could we see a spot? Final one for me. Could we see a situation where, and I'm only using them as an example here, Nike, like we always heard about LeBron. LeBron had something in his contract. We're going, if you play in this market, you get this. Say a guy's a big signee. He does well. He plays at Oklahoma. And they go, you know, if you go to Oregon, it makes it this much simpler. You could do it. Could we see a transfer to certain schools because of who they represent?
No, absolutely. I mean, one of those things you see yesterday was which schools will benefit on this the most, and it was very arbitrary, but Oregon was ranked number one, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if they become very prominent again, and not just because Mario Cristobal's been a good coach and helped recruit better on the West Coast, but that certainly will factor in at a lot of places. I mean, these guys used to pick schools, and I know I made the joke about the fight song earlier, but they pitch uniforms when they recruit these kids. So, of course, they're going to use that kind of stuff.
Bill, I want to thank you for the time. Find him on Twitter, at BillBender92. Bill, take care. We'll talk to you soon, bud.
Hey, you guys have a happy 4th. I'll talk to you soon. I appreciate it.
You too. Bill Bender, Sporting News. Lima told him to go to hell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.